This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday, 5:05. So, just the craziness that is my life in this show and made the move over here to 97.1 to KMOX, and we knew that, you know, the audience was a little different, a little older, and that's kind of why they hired me, not to like get rid of old people, but just like, you know, just kind of put some new life into it. And we, you know, we get some complaints every day, and Dave's got a sore mouth, and he's you know, too dirty and smart assy. Yeah, I get that. And I knew having Craig on, it was going to make some waves. It was so great. On the break just now, after Craig left, Craig Gass, doing all of his voices and all of his impressions, he did Christopher Walken, Tom Arnold, Tracy Morgan, Morgan Freeman, Al Pacino, and an older woman called and said, "I don't think it's safe to have that many people in the studio at once during COVID." How great is that?
Hilarious.
She thought I had five of the biggest Hollywood stars of all time in the studio at once, and she's concerned that
it's
Morgan Freeman might get COVID from Christopher Walken. I love that phone call.
The best part about it was, too, everyone had a name except for the MyPillow guys, like Mr. Pacino, Mr.
Right.
Arnold, and the MyPillow guy, not even Mike Lindell.
So good. Another older lady called and said that he was vile, and Rachel's like, yeah, you got us on that. I mean,
not going to argue.
Not
going to pretend that that was a clean segment.
Mm-mm. Nope. It's Friday, though, right? You can cut us some slack.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to go. I'm just looking at my notes. Where do you go?
I'm going to check my Dogecoins. It's trending on Twitter, so I'm hoping it's up to like $1 million.
I tried to get
rates
to go in.
Not yet.
Go in hard.
The Chinese rocket's going to come
out
this
weekend.
Oh,
yeah. When is that? This weekend?
This weekend.
Oh, it's going to hit Earth?
Yep. Supposed to break orbit this weekend. They still don't know exactly when and where, but
okay.
It's about to happen.
If it could, like there's a 50-acre field in front of my mom's house where I grew up. If it could hit there and just make a big fireball, but not hurt anyone, as opposed to the middle of the Pacific Ocean, wouldn't you rather have that? Wouldn't it just make for a more interesting weekend?
Yeah, if I could see it and know that it's not going to hurt anybody, then yeah.
It could hit, what's it called, Cold Creek?
Coldwater Creek.
Coldwater Creek.
Yeah, just put some more toxic.
Yeah, maybe it would.
Yeah. Maybe, or yeah, maybe it would, maybe it's the antidote.
Could be.
Yeah.
I can't believe that it's not cleaned up.
Coldwater Creek?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't either.
Like,
it's only killed thousands of people.
For decades, they've just been like, yeah, hazardous waste.
Yeah.
Go about your business.
Yeah, dumped it in World War II, not too far away. It's just leaking into the water.
Damn.
This is the way it is.
Yeah, it seems
except
like
they said it wasn't. For decades, and then now they can't hide it anymore.
Yeah, weirdly enough, it seems like water just, people are like, what are you going to do? Like,
remember
the Flint, Michigan thing?
Sure.
That's still not fixed. That was a whole thing.
Yeah, the landfill over there in Bridgeton, Maryland Heights, the underground fire that's still burning.
Come about
for eternity.
Come about 11 p.m. on any given night, I start getting real philosophic and weird because I'm sleepy. And I have these thoughts I think are genius, and in the morning I'm like, no. And I was thinking to myself, because I'm into this whole like multiverse and timelines, and I was watching a movie where the big reveal is that, no, we're living in hell now, bum, 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 you know. So I was playing that out in my mind. I was thinking to myself, okay, what if Earth is hell? Now, I don't think it is. But what if it was?
Mm-hmm.
What if you were designing an unpleasant place for these human beings to live? It kind of adds up, because if you say, We didn't have to have spiders. We didn't have to have snakes. We didn't have to have lions, things that can eat us. People didn't have to drown. Didn't have to have tornadoes and tsunamis, right? Like, if you're going to build something to make it unpleasant for humans, you might build this.
Except that life is pretty good for a certain segment of people.
Mm-hmm. And
unless they're the people that are watching over.
That could be. They're like the managers. Mm-hmm.
And just because something's bad for us doesn't mean that it's bad. Like, spiders aren't inherently bad. We just generally don't like them because they're creepy crawly, but to say, like, there's so much stuff that's bad for us implies that this world is just for us.
So maybe we're living in spider hell.
Perhaps.
And we're the thing that makes it so terrible.
We're the demons torturing the spiders.
This is why I love this show. See, that's not an idea. That's not an idea I would have had. That's good. What else got over there, Rach?
Well, I want to be clear. I didn't come up with the spider hell idea.
I'm building off the standing on the shoulder of giants here.
Let's see. I could talk to you guys about something. We just had all of those celebrities in on the show, which was great.
Too many during COVID.
It was irresponsible, but, you know, you live and you learn. Do you guys see, Tony and I were saying the other day, Dave, you had left early for your Thomas Helbig event, and we were talking about how Ben Affleck was on the dating app Raya, I don't even know how you say it, I think it's Raya, and this girl exposed him and said, he sent me a DM asking why I unmatched him.
Yeah.
And we were laughing about it, but it was also kind of like, man, that's kind of lame to put the guy on blast like that when all he was trying to do was get a date. He wasn't being
on
like,
a dating app.
Exactly.
On a dating app that you matched with
him. You matched with him. So he's not being predatory or anything. Well, it's happened again. Matthew Perry is getting exposed on Raya. So he's engaged to a woman who is younger than him, but they were broken up about a year ago, and he matched with this 19-year-old girl, and they decided to video chat, and she recorded the video chat, and now she's taking it to TikTok and Daily Mail and stuff and playing it. Like, I just, you know, we did match, and I matched with him as a joke, but I just think it's crazy that he's trying to talk to younger girls, and I think it's wrong of him.
Yeah, that never happens in Hollywood.
Right. He's the first guy.
Isn't the one Kardashian guy, and that's what he's famous for, right?
Scott
Dating 19-year-old.
Yeah. Right.
Famous people.
He made
daughters.
A career out of it.
That's his whole shtick.
Well, here's the best part. So I read that and I thought, oh, Matthew Perry, like this is sad for you. Like, yeah, I mean, is it a little creepy that he's talking to 19-year-olds? Sure, but it's not illegal. It just makes you go like, okay, Matthew, whatever you want to do, bro. But the fact that she's putting him on blast, that's probably worse to privately 100%. Record a conversation and then put it out for the entire world to see. The best part is she and Ben Affleck, girl, they've met up and talked.
Oh.
So now they're probably going to try to sell a show or something like that. Anything for a 15 minutes of fame.
No, I just, kidding.
We've just gone totally cuckoo where this is an actual like accepted form of entertainment. I feel like 10 years ago we would have looked at that situation and said, okay, they obviously just want attention and they did something kind of mean to get the attention. Let's not give
them
the attention.
If you're the makers of that app, this is the absolute worst thing.
Worst case scenario.
Now all people are going to think is that dating service is just a trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little weird and gross that they have like a celebrities only dating app anyway. So I'm not feeling very sorry for those people, but it is supposed to be an up and up dating app. And now people have realized, oh, if I just trap people.
What if, God forbid,
I just lie to people, I can.
Things
get
went
famous.
South with Christine. You find yourself single and there's a celebrity dating app for fluorescent celebrities. You on it?
I'm probably it.
Well, you and the dog, right? The police dog?
Yeah, me and Eddie. Yeah.
You just keep matching with Eddie?
Yeah.
Eddie's getting hella chicks.
Yeah, it'd be a good life. Just hanging out with Eddie.
If we have a chicken shortage, and you already couldn't get chicken in North County, are you even trying anymore?
Well, you can't. I mean, the KFC, you're not getting it anyway. So, and life is not different. Life is unchanged.
Hasn't affected you at all.
Yeah.
Mm. What's with the chicken shortage?
I don't know. They were talking about it on the midday show, but I didn't catch why the chickens are so in demand. Let's Google it.
I read a story the other day.
Why is there a chicken shortage?
They're just stories that you don't know why they're stories, right? And it takes so little to be a story, like a national story. And there's a story about a lady found five chickens, not 500,
right,
or not one dressed in a tuxedo, both of which would be stories, five chickens in a cage on the side of the road that had a sign that said free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell this story on my rinky-dink show if I found that.
Yeah.
But nationally.
But if I'm the editor of Newsweek, I'm not putting that on the website.
And the second sentence in the story was, unfortunately, comma, the chickens had pooped all over each other.
Okay.
Like. Yeah.
That's kind of what chickens do.
Kind of what chickens do in a chicken coop. Like, where are we going with this?
They're animals. They're living beings in a cage.
It's just, we're making, there was a story on the Today Show. You probably saw the video where a woman found a hawk in her, like, koi pond or something. And she picked it up with her bare hands and held it for a few, you know, minutes, and then it flew off.
Mm-hmm.
That's a super cool thing to happen to your sister.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. A great story in Christmas.
Right.
But the Today Show?
Yeah.
Well, that's because these news outlets want to clamp onto viral stories so that they can get the revenue out of it. It's not news. It's just, can we get eyes on this and make money?
Yeah.
So
is it interesting enough that we can turn it into a viral sensation?
Exactly. So
I'd say no.
I looked up the chicken shortage, Dave.
Yep.
It looks like the chicken wars, so the chicken sandwich wars, are contributing to the chicken shortage.
Oh, yes. I did see that now that you're...
And the cravings for comfort food during the pandemic, so chicken sandwiches, wings, and tenders. However, the poultry industry wants you to know it's not an actual shortage, but we're experiencing lower volumes than usual, but let's not call it a shortage. It's not an emergency.
Okay.
So it's not a
chicken emergency.
Correct.
Okay. I don't want to live through a chicken emergency.
Not after COVID. Don't want to fearmonger about the chicken shortage.
No, we don't want to do that. Is it more expensive, though? Is my chicken costing more?
I don't have these answers for you off the top.
I don't think so. Not yet.
What do I pay you for?
Okay.
Things like the spider hell thing.
Oh, you're right. Mm-hmm. Once a week, she'll come up with something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it worth it.
Okay, do your live.
You know who bugs me? People who say they don't like the Eagles because they think it makes them look cool. Eagles are great. Damn super group.
I think people just say that because of the Big Lebowski.
I know. But I don't think they say it to, like, reference the Big Lebowski. I think they just think it's cool because the Big Lebowski said that.
Mm-hmm.
The average person puts how many things in shopping carts at online stores every year, but then decides not to buy them? So you put something in your cart at Amazon, then you don't buy it. How many times does the average person...
It's kind of like writing the email, but then not sending it.
Yeah.
But it feels good to write it.
I'm going to say 300.
Okay.
50.
Dave?
I'm going 200.
5,865.
Per person?
Average. That
That's not
no
right.
Can't
chance.
Be right.
No way. No way.
That's what my show prep says.
Well, your show then, prep is lying.
Hey, people out there are doing Rachel. tens of thousands then, because I'm pulling that average way down. Do like 4.
So that's an average of like 14 or 15 things per day.
They did a big poll of what celebrities you think are cool and uncool.
Okay.
I will give you the celebrity. You tell me which one you think it is.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Are they cool or uncool?
And is this our personal opinion or what we think the survey
says? It's what the survey
said. Okay.
Yeah, but I would love your personal opinion as well.
Okay.
Oprah.
Uncool.
I say, to me, uncool. The poll definitely says cool.
Cool. Tony wins. 75% said Oprah was cool. Angelina Jolie.
Not cool. Uncool, says this survey.
I'm going to say it says cool.
Rachel's right. It says cool.
Cool.
Dr. Phil.
Uncool.
Uncool.
87%. Uncool.
What was Angelina? I bet she's pretty split. I bet it's close.
63.
Oh, no. That's close, I thought.
The Pope.
I'm going to say survey says uncool.
55% says the pontiff is uncool.
Yeah. Mm.
That's got a smart. That's got to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston was 85% cool.
Yeah.
Lady Gaga, 88. Cool. Ryan Reynolds, 88. Ryan Recker, 32.
Yeah.
Betty White and Tom Hanks led the group of cool.
Okay.
And the Pope, okay, Betty White is the coolest at 93%. The Pope is the uncoolest at 55%.
And nobody knows what, the majority of those people think Betty White is cool because it's like, it was like when Johnny Cash became super popular.
Oh, here he goes on Johnny Cash.
She was just trendy for whatever reason.
I love Johnny Cash, but yeah, exactly. It wasn't like all these people were watching Betty White growing up and appreciating her actual work.
Yeah, like, explain to me why Betty White is cool. And this is not me ripping on her.
No.
But maybe cool isn't the right word for her.
Yeah, or learn about her. Like, go watch her actual work. Watch her television shows.
But she did a Snickers commercial, and it was so funny.
According to science, only three animals on the planet have sex for pleasure, not to reproduce. Besides us, can you name them?
Pigs?
Nope.
Oh, I've always heard pigs.
Sorry to disappoint you.
I'm going dolphins.
Dolphins!
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you. Why the hell would you say dolphins?
Because they're like they're
like super horny all the time, aren't they?
And super smart, super intelligent.
Monkeys?
Like almost our level of intelligence.
Only one type.
The human?
Bonobos.
Bonobos?
Okay. Bonobos are just crazy.
What about penguins?
Nope. Humans, bonobos, dolphins, that's it.
Oh, which humans is one of the animals?
I think that's like, really? How the hell do you know? Did you talk to wolves? Maybe wolves love it.
Meanwhile, we're like, I gotta go do this again.
Yeah.
Like, that wolf is enjoying it at all.
Right. This is the last thing I want to do.
Why are dogs always...
Yeah, good question. They're not doing that to reproduce.
Right.
Between you and Klein, with his dirty stuff, you're going to get us kicked off this damn station. Welcome back, guys. DGS 536. Happy Friday. Tom Ackerman's segment is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Tommy.
My gosh, I am still laughing. Craig is hilarious. I tuned it in mid-interview, and I'm like, man, how'd they get Tracy Morgan in the studio? Like, that was great. And then I thought, are they all being COVID safe? It's a lot of celebrities. How about that?
How about that call?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
There's always one or two of those.
It's really funny when you're watching Craig, like we were, but when you can't see him, it's even better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
The theater of the mind.
Absolutely right. Oh, very, very good. Really good.
Yeah, we've had so much fun with him over the years. So we're going to start, I'm saying this now because half the people won't remember, but we're going to have him call in consistently like once a week or so and just be a person. And I think what we should do is have him call other places and pretend to be like the MyPillow guy. You with me? Right?
I've always wanted to do that. I've got a lot of respect for stand-up comics, but I've always wanted even more so for impressions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I quietly kind of work on some. But
do you really?
Yeah. We'll see.
Who's
we'll
your
see.
Best?
No, I'm not going to go.
No, I'm not going to make you do it.
My best, I kind of, some local people.
People? Okay, good.
Yeah. I'll bust them out for
people?
You one of these times. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Local sports news, other people.
Yeah.
I was listening to, I heard you say that he can't do you and that I took that as a challenge.
Oh, good.
Oh, I like it.
So I'm just kind of like thinking about it. I was just kind of thinking about it in the car. I'm like,
yeah.
I can do this. I can do this.
Takes time, I think.
Sure.
But no, I have such like incredible, like that's for me, live music. And I really want to go back to, and I know that he mentioned that he sold out and socially distanced, but like, I can't wait to get back into clubs. Yeah. I love comedy clubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, favorite of mine, a couple of them in New York, you know, but Comedy Cellar in New York is like, when I go to New York City, I always try to get down there one time.
It's like going to a church.
Yeah, it's just the best. It's down, it's in the Village. It's no more than 70, 80, maybe 90 people in the room.
Yeah.
But it's where the big timers try out their stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Can you imagine being there like back in the late 80s when people like, it was Letterman and Ray Romano and.
Yeah. So actually, it's amazing that you just brought that up. So I was there and they had a lineup of people and they said, we have a change. We got to scratch a couple of people because we have a special guest, ladies and gentlemen, Ray Romano. And he just walks in out of nowhere. He was in town from L.A. And of course, he kills it for like an hour, you know.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's so cool. Yeah, they're saying it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties. Just
I have this
everything's going to take off.
I do have this feeling, you know, that in sports, you know, and in entertainment, it will take time. I mean, it's not going to happen right away, But I do think that it is going to come back in a big way. And I think people miss, and not that we took it for granted, but now we're just going to understand.
You appreciate it.
Yeah, in sports, it's about the fans.
Yes.
I mean, a game just isn't the same unless you have the roar.
I couldn't watch it. I couldn't. I had a real hard time watching sports without the fan. And the fake noise was just, I couldn't allow
fake
myself.
Noise is no good.
I couldn't allow myself to know, like, that cheer, like the cheer of the crowd, the big moment is everything in sports. And to know that that was like somebody was deciding when to make that sound, like just I couldn't let my brain couldn't wrap around.
And it doesn't matter the sport either. They all have it.
No, agreed.
Even golf. Because now I like watching golf, period. But when there's a gallery and guy makes a big putt to win it or to get himself back into contention and the roar from the gallery, a huge part of it. And I'll tell you, they all understand and feel it too. Like every one of those players would tell you they play better and they're more amped up when the crowd's going. And they even like it going in sometimes to other places and getting booed as kind of a sign of respect, you know?
One of the proudest I've ever been, and I didn't do anything, but just be a part of it, was the credit that St. Louis got after the PGA was here this most recent time.
Yeah.
That was a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal.
Justin Thomas, who was the defending PGA champion at the time, on Tuesday after the practice round, looked at us at the media session and said, this is unbelievable. Like, what is going on? I've never seen... That was a Tuesday. I've never seen this many people at a practice session. We're like, yeah, just wait.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Woods, after the first round, said, that was amazing, and they showed so much respect to my playing partners, and I loved it, and I can't wait. And I thought, oh, you just wait. Because the fans in St. Louis and everybody else, it was kind of like Cardinals Nation, because he had people from all different states coming in who could drive here. It was like they heard him say that and thought, oh, he's talking about us.
Yeah.
And then they became part of the story. The next day, they just let him have it.
Yeah.
And it was really great. I mean, you're right. It became part of the story. The PGA Championship was a very well-played tournament, but it was about the fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it really was. What's your style of music, Tom?
I like it all. I kind of go back and forth. It actually depends on weather sometimes. So when we get into, we get into this weather, I kind of get back into anything outdoorsy. I play tons of Marley, a lot of Bob Marley this time of year when it starts to warm up. Big hip-hop fan. I went through kind of a country phase, but like only stuck with, you know, the guys that I really, that just come out on stage and blow me away, like a Chris Stapleton. I'm a huge fan of Stapleton. I like Zac Brown. Rock is a big part of my background. I've always been a rock fan. I interned at one of our rock stations here in town.
Now, which one?
Casey.
Cool.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
When would that have been, Ish?
94, 95.
It's a good time.
You know, I heard a reference to Mississippi Nights. Did you reference Mississippi Nights?
Yeah, we were talking about the urge. Yeah.
Grew up in Mississippi Nights.
I listened to the whole show today. Big fan of all kinds of music, all across the board, and it just depends on my mood.
When are you going to have me in your garage?
So I was going to bring that up to you, because the thing is, it's a 5:30 live show, and we can't move it off live. So how do we take you off the show?
I'm not that dedicated to this.
He'll just let me and Tony
he's
do
done
it.
He's happy
Kidding
to leave.
Me? I'll leave
I have thought about this for a while. I actually thought about it right before you went on, and I'm like, now I can't do that, because he's on KFTK, he's doing, you know, 97.1. He's on at 5:30. KMOX 5:30. Yeah, we need to pull that.
That's
off
for the boys in the truck. I don't know.
We'll have the technology.
We have a really good producer, Sam Masterson. He knows his stuff. He absolutely could figure that out. We need to do this.
Let's take a couple minutes. All anyone wants to talk about is Pujols.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about it.
Okay.
Like, he's not going to come back to St. Louis, right?
I don't know.
It's possible, huh?
So I was talking about this earlier today. Is that selfishly, I would love for him to be part of this. I think it would be an incredible story to cover. I think it would be an amazing storybook ending. I was really sad with the news yesterday, actually. I didn't like it at all. When a player like that, generational talent, best hitter I've ever seen, he is amazing. And for it to end with a DFA, like, you don't want to be designated for assignment and released. Yeah. I mean, technically, he's on waivers right now, but that's terrible.
I hear you.
So, you know, I'd love for it to come full circle, come back to the Cardinals. It'd be incredible and nostalgic and amazing and sell a million tickets. But you know, at the same time, I think what's best for him, what's best for the Cardinals, what's best for baseball. It's a first place team right now, and he wants to play all the time.
Yeah.
And I think he would love to be back with Yadier Molina. Nolan Arenado, as you'll hear in my pregame coming up in about, I don't know, a half hour or so, is, you know, just gave a shout out to him and said, "You're my favorite player. That's I hope awesome. It ends well for you."
So is there bad blood with the Angels? Why would they do that?
It's not. Well, I think, you know, the Angels let him go. And it happened yesterday. That's not a great ending for a guy who's under contract with a team. You know, he wants to play, puts on the uniform, has a lot of pride for them.
And that had something to do with it, right?
He wants to play.
They were taking him out of the lineup more often, and wasn't that part of it?
So the discussion, and he hasn't spoken yet. I'd love to be the person who talks to him, but you know, my understanding is that he went back and forth with the Angels, not an argument necessarily, but just a back and forth, like, "Hey, man, I want to play." They said, you're in a part-time role. So they end up releasing him, which I think is a little bit stunning, actually. And, you know, moving forward, what's the best thing? So to come back to your question, will he come back to St. Louis? I mean, he's going to be part of the Cardinals organization forever. I think if it was 99% before, it's 100 now. It's sealed. He's going to be a Hall of Famer as a Cardinal. He's going to wear the red jacket. We all know that. But will he play for the Cardinals? I don't know that for sure, because when he does clear waivers, now it's free game and anybody can take him. And wouldn't an American League team who could use a boost, who has the DH already, put him somewhere? I think that would work. The White Sox.
Why are you so sure that he'll be a Hall of Fame Cardinal?
I am sure that he will be a Cardinal in the Hall of Fame. The only other thing would have been something like La Russa did, where he went in. La Russa has no logo on his cap in Cooperstown. He asked the Hall of Fame for that because he said, "It's not fair because I was a White Sox, A's, and Cardinals manager. They all mean a lot to me. Please, that's my wish."
I respect that.
So the rule, the Hall of Fame decides, not the player or person. But the person can say, the player can say, you know, I would.
Did that rule come into place when Wade Boggs tried to go in as a Devil Ray?
I think it's always been, the Hall of Fame always makes that call because it's their property, it's their plaque, it's their decision. But the player can say, what they want. I think that, you know, it's pretty obvious that he did all of his damage with the Cardinals. He had a few milestones with the Angels, but everything's been with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. The guy hit like 328 with the Cardinals and, you know, hit him. Had MVP caliber years every single year, won 2 world championships, et cetera. We all know the credentials at this point. So yeah, he goes in as a Cardinal and becomes part of, you know, that great tradition of red jackets, and you'll see him all the time. But as a player, you know, he's 41 years old. He's the oldest player in Major League Baseball, but he still feels like he can do it. He has 5 home runs. He's just a couple notches under 200 right now. I think he thinks if he can get the swing going, he could end up doing some damage for somebody. I just don't know if it'll be here or not. I couldn't stand here and say that this is going to happen. It was interesting. I just saw posted that there are some Vegas odds that the Cardinals right now are the favorite, according to Vegas, and a pretty sizable favorite, actually, to sign him. But we'll see.
I mean, all things being equal, let's do it. I mean,
it would be fun.
To be a bat off the bench. Yeah. I mean, there's a spot for him.
I mean,
I think,
it ruin anything?
But would that be what he would want to do?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
I get it. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate
Absolutely.
It.
Thank you.
I thought I was having a seizure there for a second. There's two or three things playing all at the same time. Really left ourselves with very little time during this segment at all, but good show. Thanks again to my buddy Craig Gass. Great comedian, great impressionist. He's going to be at the Funny Bone tonight for 2 shows, tomorrow and Sunday. I would encourage you to call and get tickets. It's socially distanced, which is just weird, but it's 50% capacity, so some of the shows were already sold out. Thanks again to Tom Ackerman. It's a good fun show. Mm-hmm. It's a way to finish out a week.
Absolutely. Man, that Craig Gass stuff was so funny. If you are looking to get back and see live comedy, you know, just a live performance, live music, man.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and go see that show.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.